And it's the Veterans Day edition of the Las Cruces Bulletin, right?
Yeah, and technically we're a Friday paper, so it'll say November 12th, but most of our papers are out on Thursday. And we've got a striking photo from Elva Oesterreich on our cover. She took a photograph at the Veterans Memorial on Roadrunner Parkway, and there's a statue from the Bataan veterans. And the way Elva took this photograph, it's really striking. They look really human. It's almost eerie. And also regarding veterans, that's what I wrote my column about on page 6.
Aggie basketball season already underway, and there was some pretty big news this week in Aggieland.
Right. Most everybody's heard by now that the Aggies will be joining Conference USA in a couple of years. Our editor, Dave Burge, was at the press conference and provides some details.
And it seems like a lot of local parks and monuments are getting attention lately, and now a little love for the Chihuahuan Desert Nature Park.
Right. This park out on Jornada Road is often overlooked, and they usually have some cool events out there once or twice a year. But they've gotten a grant of $20,000 to improve the access to it. So that should mean more folks can get the opportunity to explore it.
And, you know, we just had Halloween, and, of course, kids were out and about. And the Las Cruces Police Department is adding some additional layers of security for child pedestrians.
Right. You know, during the pandemic and post-pandemic and pre-pandemic, I don't know where we are on the whole timeline of the pandemic, but all sorts of groups and organizations and businesses have had difficulty hiring people and keeping people. And, you know, the school district is having issues with bus drivers, but there's also an issue with crossing guards. And, you know, when the police department handles that and they're working diligently to get more crossing guards hired and a supervisor in place, and Mike Cook has that story as well.
It's hard raising kids, and I can't imagine the additional difficulties when it's grandparents raising kids.
And Ruth Moore, who is a frequent columnist in our senior section, talks about all the aspects of rearing children, and my mom used to say it's the toughest job you'll ever love, and I think that's true. And as she always does, Ruth takes her topic with care and sometimes a bit of humor, so it's always a good read.
Mm-hmm. And let's move on to arts and entertainment this week. What's in the lineup?
The International Mariachi Conference is back. It'll be at the Pan Am Center this weekend. We've got an article about that. And there's also a little, it's called the Jumpstart Jazz Festival that will also be on the NMSU campus. Those are two great things that we're seeing back, and so good to see that. There's a Las Cruces writer-photographer named Manfred Schreier. He visited us about a year ago saying, hey, I'm getting ready to go on a trip across the U.S. talking with people and photographing people. His project is called Experience America. Now that he's back from it, he and Mike Cook met back up again, and he talks about some of the things he encountered and the insights he gained. And there's a play coming in to the NMSU, ASNMSU Center for the Arts. It's called Sid the Solstice Kid.
And let's see, moving on to the business section, another good work by a local business.
Right, Valley Homes, which does manufactured homes, and they're located on, you guessed it, Valley Drive. They turned two, and they donated $10,000 to the Community of Hope. You know, they're in the home business, and they're trying to help some of the homeless, so that's a very wonderful thing. And another interesting item in our business page this week is some people are going to think this is on par as far as inventions and achievements go, on par with the lunar landing. But NMSU now has a vending machine on campus that dispenses ramen.
So, my next question is, will one of those adorable little robots bring it to you?
I'm not sure I'm using the terminology adorable for those things. They kind of creep me out. But that's, you know, there's plenty more in this week's bulletin, as there always is, so check it out around town or online at www.lascrucesbulletin.com.
All right, Richard, thanks very much for the preview. Have a great week.
Thanks, Casey, and everybody else. Have a great week, too.